Each drop contains two types of potencies, pure and impure. When we are awake, the winds of the upper part of the body collect at the forehead, and the winds of the lower part of the body collect at the navel. The pure potencies produce mere appearances of objects, and the impure potencies produce appearances of impure objects. During dreaming, the upper winds collect at the throat, and the lower winds collect in the secret region. The pure potencies produce sheer sounds, whereas the impure potencies produce confused speech. In deep sleep, the upper winds collect at the heart, and the lower winds collect at the center of the sexual organ. The pure potencies produce non-conceptual clarity, and the impure potencies produce obscurity. During strong sexual arousal, the upper winds collect at the navel, and the lower winds collect at the tip of the sexual organ, whereby the pure potencies produce bliss, and the impure potencies produce emission or sexual secretion for males and females. Spiritual training in the Kalachakra tradition is directed toward purifying these four sets of drops. Through cleansing the drops at the forehead and the navel that produce the appearance of impure objects during wakefulness, objects become appearances of empty forms, forms beyond mere matter. As empty forms, these appearances can be utilized on the path to enlightenment. The drops at the throat and the base of the spine have the capacity to produce mistaken speech, but through cleansing them, it is possible to uncover invincible sounds for use on the spiritual path. The drops at the heart and the middle of the sexual organ have the ability to produce obscurity, but by cleansing them, it becomes possible to utilize non-conceptual wisdom on the spiritual path. The drops at the navel and the tip of the sexual organ have the capacity to produce emission, and through cleansing them, bliss can be transformed into immutable great bliss without emission and utilized for spiritual purposes. These positive capacities are developed into higher and higher forms, finally turning into the special diamond-like body, speech, mind, and bliss of a Buddha. In the Kalachakra system, all obstructions binding beings to a state of suffering and limitation that prevent them from being altruistically effective are contained in these four drops. It is not the material of the four drops themselves that serves as the basis for karmic infusion of the obstructions. Rather, the very subtle winds and minds dwelling in these four sets of four drops are infused with karmic potencies, both virtuous and non-virtuous. The material drops are the supports for these subtle minds and winds, in much the same way as our gross physical body supports our mind. 2 years ago, a Tibetan yogi who practiced the Great Completeness style of meditation in the Nyingma tradition achieved a state of complete disappearance of his gross physical body, which we call achieving a rainbow body. His name was Achok, and he was from Nyarong. He studied philosophy from time to time at a Gelug monastic university near Lhasa called Sera, and he also received teachings from my junior tutor, Trichan Rinpoche. But his main teacher was the Nyingma Lama, Dujom Rinpoche. Although he practiced Tantra according to both the old and new schools of Tibetan Buddhism, His main practice was the recitation of Om Mani Padme Hum and its accompanying meditation.